From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Scientists working on the BP oil spill are examining the results of a pressure test on the leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico. BP's almost done creating a relief well to drill into the bottom of the ruptured one, but retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the so-called bottom kill method may not be necessary after all if the pressure test reveals that cement poured in from the top last week has actually killed the leak. Alabama's Attorney General Troy King is suing BP and other companies involved with the oil spill, accusing them of damaging the state's coastline and economy. Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM reports two separate federal lawsuits have been filed.
They seek an unspecified amount of economic damages as well as punitive damages. A spokesman for BP says the company does not comment on ongoing litigation. The move by the Republican Attorney General puts him at odds with Alabama's Republican Governor, Bob Riley. Riley believes the state should pursue an out-of-court settlement first. A spokesman for the governor adds the state is still compiling a list of economic damages it will submit to BP. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
A $600 million initiative to boost security at the U.S.-Mexico border is now law. President Obama signed it today. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says it's a critical move.
The legislation adds permanent resources that will continue to bolster security along the southwest border, supporting our efforts to crack down on transnational criminal organizations and reduce the trafficking of people, drugs, currency, and weapons.
The suspect in a stabbing rampage across three states is waiving extradition to Michigan from Atlanta. In a hearing this morning, Elias Abuelazam told a judge he was no longer interested in fighting the charges while in Georgia after hearing that battling extradition alone could take months.
I mean, why should I wait 90 days, right?
Well, that's up for you to decide.
I mean, that's the most common sense. It sounds more logical to go right now than waiting 3 months.
After 2 months of declines, Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.4% last month. More from Danielle Carson.
Shoppers are still digging in their heels, just not as much. Retailers are banking on sales picking up in August when families start filling their shopping carts with back-to-school purchases. Scott Hoyt, a retail analyst at moodyseconomy.com, says July's report was welcome after 2 months of declines and shouldn't set off any alarms.
It certainly confirms we've had a slowing down. I mean, the pace of spending growth is far below what we saw in the first quarter. On the other hand, it's encouraging to see some growth, even if it is concentrated in a few segments.
Stores that cater to teenagers, a key spending group, will need to build their cash receipts after weak sales last month. The likely reason? The job market for teens is more than double the country's jobless rate. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Dow's up 25 points. This is NPR. Another snapshot of the U.S. economy. The Labor Department reveals a 0.3% jump in July's consumer price index, largely due to rising gas and food prices. And the government reports inventories held by businesses went up for a sixth straight month in June, though on the flip side, inventory sales were down again. Another sign people are still worried about how they spend their money in an era of high unemployment and weak job growth. Tens of thousands of residents in Ames, Iowa, are without drinking water after record-setting floods breached pipes. People have been lining up for bottled water. An emergency management spokesman is also urging residents to conserve because clean water is in very short supply. A fashion icon in South Korea has died. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikau Ta reports Andra Kim was known not only for his glamorous ball gowns, but also for wearing his signature all-white outfits and heavy black eyeliner.
Andra Kim was a pioneer in South Korea's fashion industry. Nearly 50 years ago, following the Korean War, he introduced his first fashion collection to South Korea in downtown Seoul. It was then that a French diplomat suggested the name Andre instead of his birth name, Bong Nam. Kim told the Korea Times that his vision was to impress citizens from around the world with Korea's high culture and sophisticated artistic fashion. Often using celebrities, diplomats, and actors instead of models, Kim became so internationally known that singer Michael Jackson and actor Brooke Shields were among his fans. Andre Kim died from complications related to pneumonia. He was 74 and is survived by his adopted son. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
This is NPR.